USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence is a Category 4 hurricane expected to hit the Carolinas later part of this week. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster talked about what he's expecting in his state later this week.
When it gets to the land, it'll be moving slowly across the land, which means it'll be sitting here raining on us for a long time. So we're preparing for a whole lot of flooding, as well as these high winds and the surge coming up, maybe 10 feet high.
Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a daily press briefing. Again, one of the topics brought up was that mysterious op-ed that was penned by supposedly a senior administration official. Sanders was asked about the op-ed and if the administration is working to find out who in fact wrote it.
We're certainly focused on things that actually matter, and the staff here that is here to do their job and not undermine the great work that this president and this administration has done.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
For Jews, the year is drawing to an end. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Jews are observing Rosh Hashanah, a celebration which lasts 2 days and kicks off a 10-day period of introspection among Jews, which culminates with the solemn observance of the holiday Yom Kippur, or the Jewish New Year. According to Jewish tradition, on the Jewish New Year, the Book of Life is opened. So on Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement, Jews cleanse themselves of sins transgressed over the previous year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former President Barack Obama is out campaigning for Democrats. One of the things he's going to say is the economy has been good due to some of the things that him and his administration did. Economist and Professor Peter Morici on the sort of economy that President Trump is creating.
Mr. Trump is creating an opportunity economy, the kind of thing that George Bush talked about. He's delivering on. This is a revolutionary presidency in that regard.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Academy Award-winning actor John Voight was one of the most vocal Donald Trump supporters and earliest Donald Trump supporters that we saw back in 2016. He joined Fox News to talk about why initially he was in favor of President Trump.
The world was in chaos. Terrorism had swept across the world. Because the cat was away, the big cat of the United States had been sidelined, the rats were at play. And so you had North Korea making these gestures to endanger their neighbors. You had Iran sponsoring terrorism across the globe with Hezbollah and Hamas and their other. And we had this situation in Syria where we watched, without responding, to 500,000 people being murdered in Syria. So it was this. You needed someone who had tremendous strength and someone who could see clearly now what the damage was that was going on and what had to be addressed. And you needed somebody who was a doer, somebody who solved problems, who got up in the morning to solve problems, right?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.